Here's a thought I'll title, The Value of Limits. I suspect a number of you, maybe all of you, have heard that great Orson Welles quote, that the absence of limitations is the enemy of art. Let me say that again so it might sink in a little bit. The absence of limitations is the enemy of art. And I think he's right about that. I say this because of the experiences I've had in making art. When I do a project that has no limits whatsoever, it's really difficult to do because, well, in the first place, you don't know what goes in the project and what goes out. You don't know how big it's supposed to be. You don't know how much time you should devote to the project. You can do anything. And the problem when you can do anything is it becomes difficult to commit to do one thing. I think limits are an indispensable tool to make sure that we finish things. And as I've said before, finishing is probably the most important thing we can do because that's where we do the most learning, is overcoming the hurdles that get in our way when we're trying to finish something. So what could those limits be? Well, limits become defining parameters, what goes in and what goes out. They become motivating deadlines. If you know you've got a limited amount of time and you are committed to it, then that helps you get the project done when you're supposed to get it done, or at least close to there. I think most importantly, limits can define achievable endpoints. That means that you don't just pre-visualize a picture like Ansel Adams taught, but you pre-visualize the end point of the project. What is the finished thing going to look like? And the more definition you can give to that, the more concrete it is, the more you'll be drawn to it. There's lots of ways that we can define limits, and each has its own value and purpose. We can limit the equipment we use and say, I'm only going to use this lens, or this camera, or make prints of this size, or do PDFs or web pages that have this characteristic. We can limit the number of raw captures we'll collect. What can you do if you define a project of a maximum of 100 raw captures, or 50, or 10, or the number of finished images, like seeing in sixes, or some other arbitrary number that you just say, when I get to that number of images, the project will be done. And of course, you can limit the amount of time that you allow yourself with a given project. I know, I've experienced, I've lived the problem of having a project with no targeted time for completion. Suddenly, a project can go on for years. And there's no consequence to pay for that. You don't feel guilty about it because there was never a time limit to begin with. On the other hand, if you say, I'm going to do this project in an afternoon, a day, a week, a month, a year, that definition can define the project in such concrete ways that it's a motivation. And of course, we can limit the geographic boundaries we're willing to explore. Your neighborhood, your state, whatever region of the country you live in, or some exotic place you want to go visit. And isn't it obvious that there's an infinite number of exotic places to go visit, and maybe a little less obvious, but there's an infinite number of photographs to be made within your neighborhood or within your state? But if we don't define the geographic boundaries, that means we could go anywhere. Well, you combine going anywhere with an unlimited amount of time and no limit on the equipment and expense and locations you're going to travel to and lenses you're going to haul around, you can see how that becomes a really complicated process that may not be helping your artwork at all, but limitations will. So, as Orson Welles said, the absence of limitations is the enemy of art. And if we really believe that, then it's worth structuring our art projects with limitations that we define, that give us enough wiggle room to be flexible but not so much wiggle room that we never get anything done.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.